Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verses 18 to 23. Another trap. We've just gone past one trap for Christ. Now another comes in. This time it's the Sadducees. Now the Sadducees, as we're told here, we're reminded, are those Jewish teachers who denied the resurrection. And we all know, I think, the trap that they set. Mark chapter 12, verses 18 to 23. What is the trap? They propose this hypothetical case. There's this woman, she has a husband, he dies, she marries the brother, as she should in the Jewish system, and she goes on through the seven brothers like that, and eventually she dies. There's no children in any of the marriages. It's all according to the law. It's all good in the Jewish sense. And the question is, in verse 23, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her? Mark chapter 12, verses 18 to 23. Well, let's be clear about this. I'm not going to mince any words here. This is a cock and bull story. It's rank hypocrisy. At the resurrection, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. It's a made-up story. It's hypocrisy. The question is of no importance in this sense. It's not a sincere question at all. It's not a real question. It's not a real case. They're not interested in the answer. They're not interested. It's not a problem that they have and they want solving. All they wanted to do, these Sadducees, was to try to prove Christ in the wrong, to get him on the wrong foot. It's the old, old story. They're anti-Christ here. And again, it's the same old point. We must beware of questions when we're approached. We must make sure that they're real questions. And when we're called upon to answer, well, let us know what we're doing. We're not there to be checking the boxes and jump about for their predilection. No, no. And of course, when we ask questions, let us make sure that we're sincere. But I want to use this story. I'm a preacher. Let's come away from all the theoretical academics and all that. Let's come away from all the hypocrisy and insincerity. Let's come away from all the technicalities. I'll look at the answer in the next discourse. But before I leave this point, here are these Sadducees setting a trap. Let me return the point to them. And in returning it to them, to you, my friend, and to myself. The real question here is, whether this is a real story or not, I don't think it is. Death is on the road. And there will be a day of the resurrection. And there will be a day of judgment. There will be a day of settling accounts. Did the Sadducees face that issue? Ah, they're full of clever clog questions and technicalities, but they have to face the facts. And I'm going to try and put the fact before you in the words of William Gadsby. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the Church's living head? Well, have I? Am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer, trusting wholly to his merit, the merit of the Lord Jesus, casting on him all my care, daily panting in his likeness to appear. If my hope on Christ is stayed, let him come when he thinks best. O my soul, be not dismayed. Look upon, lean upon his loving breast. He will cheer thee. He will cheer thee with the smilings of his face. But if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble. Think and tremble, death is now upon the road. And I would say, more than think and tremble. In Gadsby's words, lean upon Christ's loving breast, trusting wholly to his merit. In the words of Paul to the jailer at Philippi, Acts 16, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You can have all your technical questions, my friend, and all of your clever clog abilities to trap the Lord Jesus, but you still have to face death. That is a fact. Prepare to meet your God. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment.